From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday he would be willing to be interviewed under oath by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. He said he's looking forward to it, actually, and said there is no collusion with Russia. Reporters asked if there is a date set for the interview.
I guess they're talking about 2 or 3 weeks, but I would love to do it.
Would you do it under oath?
You know, again, it's, I have to say, subject to my lawyers and all of that.
There's no agenda.
Sarah, at least three people were killed and 20 others injured in an attack on Save the Children in office in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. Save the Children COO Carlos Carranza confirmed the deaths.
We are devastated. I'm very sad to announce that today three of our staff have been killed in Afghanistan.
A government spokesman said that a group of armed men stormed the compound after a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb. The Islamic State group took responsibility for the act. Bill Richardson says he doesn't want to be part of a whitewash, and so he resigned on Wednesday from an international board that advises Myanmar on the Rohingya crisis. He also described a heated exchange with Aung San Suu Kyi over the fate of two Reuters journalists being held by the government. Richardson was pressing for their case to be treated fairly and rapidly. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says he is willing to consider eventual citizenship for immigrants who were brought to the United States illegally as children by their parents. Trump spoke to reporters at the White House Wednesday before departing for the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. He said, "It's going to happen over a period of 10 to 12 years." On Twitter, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who has proposed a bipartisan immigration deal, quickly hailed the president's comments, saying they will allow us to solve a difficult problem. Earlier Wednesday, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced the administration will unveil a framework to move forward on immigration legislation.
This framework will fulfill the four agreed-upon pillars: securing the border and closing legal loopholes, ending extended family chain migration, canceling the visa lottery, and providing a permanent solution on DACA.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has been talking with his Indonesian counterparts. Elizabeth Chernoff has more.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told his Indonesian counterpart that the U.S. military is willing to work with the country's Kopassus Special Forces Unit. Once accused of torture and other rights abuses, Mattis says the group has since reformed and can help in the counterterrorism fight.
We know that we can learn a lot from them, and we must work together on this larger problem.
Mattis's visit to Jakarta comes as Indonesia looks to modernize its military and is more willing to push back against China's territorial claims.
That's Elizabeth Chernoff reporting. A judge says a Michigan sports doctor who sexually assaulted young gymnasts and other girls will, quote, be in darkness the rest of his life.
My page only goes to 100 years. Sir, I'm giving you 175 years.
Larry Nassar pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting 7 people with his hands, but the hearing has been open to all his accusers. More than 150 women and girls have given statements or had them read by others. Nassar worked for USA Gymnastics, which trains Olympians. Ruling by a Brazilian court dealt a major blow to former Brazilian president Lula da Silva's plan to run again for the presidency this year. On Wednesday, the court upheld a conviction of corruption against the former leader and gave him 2.5 more years of time behind bars. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.